Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening. This is Lori Coburn with Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn on the Poetic Energy Network. Tonight we are talking about healing through A Course in Miracles, ACIM. A Course in Miracles is a self-study spiritual path that is changing the lives of millions, including myself. A Course in Miracles is a path I have found that has answered more of my questions. Actually, it has answered all of the questions I ever had, and I studied many, many spiritual paths, starting from my roots as a Christian, a born-again Christian in my teenage years. Tonight, I will be reading from Lisa Natoli's book, Gorgeous for God, in which she distills some of the healing practices of A Course in Miracles in very practical ways. That's Lisa Natoli, Natoli. And her website is teachersofgod.org. She has a foundation in which she helps other teachers of A Course in Miracles and spiritual paths spread the word. Lisa has healed herself of many illnesses and addictions, and I have also found healing through A Course in Miracles for depression and rage and relationship issues and all kinds of medical problems. I've seen it happen in people in the groups I'm in and also among other people that may not necessarily even be Course in Miracles students but follow the same principles. A Course in Miracles says it is only one path back to God, and there are many others. But when you get to truth, which is you are a holy child of God who cannot be sick, that is when the body is then healed. So basically, whatever way you get yourself back to knowing your true identity as the capital S self, as God created you, rather than being stuck and alone and helpless and vulnerable in these bodies that can get sick, when you discard that small self ego identity and exchange it for the truth of your being, that is when you are healed. I am reading from page 123 in Lisa Natoli's book, and the chapter title is Sickness. She writes, "If you are sick and want to know how to never be sick again, read chapter 8 in A Course in Miracles. It's got everything you need to know. It says, a sick body does not make any sense," quote. And, quote, "sickness is a way of demonstrating that you can be hurt. It is a witness to your frailty, your vulnerability, and your extreme need to depend on external guidance." What does that mean? What that means is that we have forgotten who we really are. And we think that we're these bodies that have to depend on doctors and medicine and external devices because we feel frail and we feel vulnerable and we think all kinds of germs and diseases and plagues can attack us. However, A Course in Miracles says you are not a body. You have never actually even entered into a body. Now that is a boatload right there. But when you do the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles, your mind becomes aligned with truth, and you start knowing that you're not a body, you're not in a body, and that actually your true home is right now, right here, in heaven with God. You don't have to wait until the body dies. You just accept it right here, right now, and in that acceptance, the body becomes healed. It happens all the time. There are many, many miracles. Through A Course in Miracles, through similar teachings such as Christian Science, Science of Mind, Unity teachings, the basic point being, when you accept the truth of God, which is all love, there can be no sickness. If God is love, and love is all God is, how could there possibly be lack, disease, poverty, sickness? How is it possible? It's not even possible. And so as you align yourself with that idea, the awareness dawns on your mind, and you get these insights, and they just wake you up, and you go, wow, that's right. How could I possibly be sick? I can't be sick. I'm spirit. How can spirit be sick? And that's where healing comes from. And what happens is when we use external means for healing, whether they be vitamin supplements or surgery or medications or even other types of healing, there's nothing wrong with that. But unless we also change our minds while we are using them, we actually are just exchanging a dream in which we were sick for a dream in which the body appears to be well. That's because real healing is of the mind. It's the mind that is projecting the body. We think that the body's out there with an external reality, an objective reality apart from us, and then we feel victimized by the body, by all of its frailties, by all of its sicknesses. We feel victimized by the world when it attacks our bodies. The truth is, it's the other way around. A Course in Miracles says we are seeing the entire world upside down. And it really does feel like that. When your mind starts changing, it feels almost like you're in a twilight zone for a while as you get used to seeing the world in a completely different way. But the benefits are so incredible and so widespread that you just keep on going with this path because you know you can't turn around again. It's so amazing and so wonderful to be healed of all your old illnesses. The other thing is, we're not just talking about physical illnesses here. We're talking about any type of sickness, whether it be emotional sickness or even sickness in your life of being in poverty or having bad relationships. A Course in Miracles really defines sickness as believing that the outside world is real and believing that it can hurt you. Okay, continuing to read in Lisa's book, the surprising thing about these early chapters of A Course in Miracles is how much Jesus is asking us to teach others, to allow our bodies to be an empty vessel for the Holy Spirit. The entire training period of A Course in Miracles is only to remove the blocks that are in us so the Holy Spirit can use our bodies to extend His mind through us, that we may demonstrate the love and laws of God on earth as it is in heaven. We are not even needed in the process except to be willing to allow this to occur so that our bodies can become a clean, pure communication channel. It's kind of amazing. I need do nothing except get out of the way. The Holy Spirit will do everything else, but He is limited if I still bring in my own ideas. Now, that's something that I've been experiencing lately, that I have to get my ego thought system out of the way and let the Holy Spirit do its work through this body. And as I've been sloughing off old ideas, I feel freer and freer and freer. But it hasn't been without some problems or without some resistance. The ego kicks up and says, no, don't take that one from me. No, don't take that one from me. I want to keep some of my illusions. I want to keep some of my problems because I don't know what I'm going to talk about or what I'm going to do without them. It's actually rather insane. We truly, deep down, even though we say we don't, we actually prefer to have our problems to having the total freedom and love of God. That does sound crazy on the surface. As someone told me today, that sounds like an oxymoron. Why would we run from God's love? Why would we run from the light? But that is exactly what we do. And A Course in Miracles is a training program to help us see exactly how much we do that. And you'll be amazed, absolutely amazed, at how much you push away love. That's because deep down we all feel really guilty and we don't feel like we're good enough. And on the surface we may even say, oh, well, I like myself. I don't have a lot of guilt. But deep down we all do. It's just amazing. Deep down we all feel like we're separate from love. We're separate from our Creator. And I'd like to make a note here that there is a new book out called Proof of Heaven by Eben Alexander, M.D., and I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Eben Alexander is a neurosurgeon who used to dismiss his patients' near-death experiences when they were on the operating table and had them then came back, or his patients that were dying and they saw their loved ones in heaven while they were still here and they were reaching out and calling to them. He used to dismiss those as brain chemical processes until he had his own near-death experience and was in a coma for 7 days. He had no brain functioning other than the brain stem, keeping his body alive. And he had amazing experiences on the other side, so to speak, which he says is right here. And the way he was writing his book, it could have been as if he was writing right out of A Course in Miracles. He echoed the statement that all of our problems come from a belief that we are separate from the loving source of our being, our Creator, God, if you will. And the only way we get over our problems is to recognize that we're not separate. That is the main gist of A Course in Miracles. And he echoes it. I don't think he's even A Course in Miracles student, but I think he's read a little bit about it because he mentioned a few of the books in that are about A Course in Miracles in his bibliography. But I thought that was really interesting. And so if you are interested in healing and life beyond this life, his book is excellent because he takes all of the points that scientists make about brain chemicals and he dismisses them one by one with scientific factual information. It's absolutely excellent. Proof of Heaven by Eben Alexander, M.D. Continuing to read in Lisa Natoli's book, Gorgeous for God, in the 50 Miracle Principles, it says, miracles are everyone's right, but purification is necessary first. Now I see what this means. To totally allow every block to be removed in me, a total surrender to God, to be completely purified of all my past ideas, washed clean of all limiting beliefs. Then my body is used for communication purposes to reach others. It's amazing how much of the text says you need to teach this message, to demonstrate it, to be the message and the messenger. It says this over and over and over. You can't learn it until you begin to teach it. There's a quote from The Course in Miracles that says, knowledge is not the motivation for learning this course. Peace is. How amazing. We are not learning it to know something. We are learning it to be at peace, to be happy, to be free. We don't even need to memorize the words. We don't need to study them. We don't need to understand them. We simply need to give some time to the Holy Spirit so that He can remove the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. That's why it's a miracle. We need do nothing. And that is true. When you do the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles, your mind is changed. Your life is changed. And you're not doing it. You don't really have to do anything except read these lessons, meditate on them a little bit, and everything else is done for you. You start experiencing the peace of God in the midst of all the problems that you always had in your everyday life. All of a sudden, something's different. You don't get hooked anymore. Your life is more peaceful, more happy. All the old things that used to push your buttons, they just don't. And that's the experience of the peace of God, and that is healing. And often people will say, I used to have this fibromyalgia, or I had this depression, or I had this bad relationship with my parents, and they just healed by themselves. And that's what happens when we focus on God. We focus on God, and all else takes care of itself. Why is that? Because God is all there is. We're making up this entire world of problems. When we put our mind back to source, back to God, the illusions disappear. And then we know that there are no problems to be solved. And again, that sounds fantastic and rather strange, but try it on for yourself. You don't have to believe in any religious dogma. You don't have to become a convert. You don't have to convert other people. All you have to do is be willing to see things differently. In fact, that is one of the main prayers of A Course in Miracles. Help me to see this differently. So if you're going through an illness right now or some type of struggle, physical illness or something else, ask, help me to see this differently. Help me to see what's really going on. What is this about? What is it for? Because A Course in Miracles says in Lesson 193, all things are lessons I would learn. All things are lessons the Holy Spirit would have me learn. Everything or every problem that's going on in your life is an opportunity to change your mind and return to your true identity as the holy child of God. Every single problem can be used by the Holy Spirit to help you wake up from your dream, from your nightmare of being sick in this world and stuck in these bodies. A Course in Miracles says a lot that we think that we're in prison here. And I used to say that all the time. Before I started working with A Course in Miracles, I was constantly saying I felt imprisoned in my body. And so when I started reading that in the text and in the workbook lessons, I was like, wow, here it is, right here. They're saying what I've been saying all along, that we feel like prisoners. Except what A Course in Miracles is saying is, you're not a prisoner. Open the prison door. You can open it right now. It's right there for you to be opened. Just open the door by changing your mind about what this world is for. This world is for you to wake up and return to love. Continuing to read in Lisa's book, it's also got some very uncompromising sentences in A Course in Miracles. Quote, if God's will for you is complete peace and joy, unless you experience only this, you must be refusing to acknowledge His will. His will does not vacillate, being changeless forever. When you are not at peace, it can only be because you do not believe you are in Him. Let me read that again. When you are not at peace, it can only be because you do not believe you are in Him, in God. And you could say in her if you want, or in spirit, in the divine. The minute we return our attention and our whole being to our identity as part of God, we are at peace. You can be sitting in a hospital room next to your loved one, hooked up on machines and IVs, and be in total peace and joy, knowing that, like you, your loved one is the holy child of God and is safe and whole, right in God's arms, right here, right now. People on A Course in Miracles, I do a radio show called ACIMGatherRadio.org. It's wonderful. It's 24/7, A Course in Miracles. And a lot of the teachers on there, they tell their own personal experiences. And one woman talked about seeing her nephew hooked up on all these machines in a coma from a drug overdose, and she was at complete peace. She just knew that he was okay. She knew that he was the Christ self along with all of us, and she was fine with it. She didn't mourn his loss. She didn't say, oh, this is horrible. She just joined with her nephew in his higher self, from her higher self to his higher self. Now, that is a miracle. How many people do you know who can, in the midst of trauma like that, be in complete peace? That's what A Course in Miracles is all about. And I hear these kinds of stories daily. It's absolutely wonderful. That's ACIMGatherRadio.org. Continuing to read Lisa's book, do you see this? If you're not joyful, you are refusing to acknowledge God's will. How simple. How uncompromising. If you are not joyous, you are sleeping. You are in a nightmare. You are in a death sentence. In that moment of depression, sadness, loneliness, or anxiety, you have forgotten who you are. That's all. In a moment of remembering that Jesus walks with you, you will become happy again. When you remember you are the light of the world and that God is with you, you will be doing cartwheels. Now, when she talks about Jesus walking with you, don't get into the fear that you're going to become a holy roller or a Jesus freak. Jesus is the author of A Course in Miracles. But in A Course in Miracles, many of the biblical passages are given a different interpretation. So we can look at what Jesus was teaching 2,000 years ago in a metaphysical light. It's not a literal, taking the Bible literally, light, but it's in the light of Jesus came to show all of us what type of lives we can live, that we can become one with God. Not that he was a sacrifice. Not that God murdered his own son because we were so God-awful bad and God needed a sacrifice to take all our sins away. In A Course in Miracles, Jesus is interpreted by saying, he's saying, I am your brother. You are just like me. When I discovered my oneness with God, I became the Christ. Jesus the man became Jesus the Christ when he became aware of his oneness with God. And when he proclaimed that, he was crucified for blasphemy. So basically, A Course in Miracles is all full of blasphemy. If you want to take it literally, it's heresy, it's blasphemy. And one of my friends wrote a book called Heresy, which is a wonderful book about A Course in Miracles. His name is Jim Hanley, H-A-N-L-E-Y, called Heresy, H-E-R-E-S-Y. And he goes over A Course in Miracles and its basic principles, just as I do in my book, Breaking Free, How Forgiveness and A Course in Miracles Can Set You Free. A Course in Miracles takes everything you learned in the Bible and slants it a little bit differently to where it's all-inclusive. Nobody goes to hell. Nobody's ever done anything wrong. There is no sacrifice. You don't die if you don't accept Jesus into your heart. Jesus is you. You are Jesus. We are one. And this is the healing message of A Course in Miracles. Getting back to Lisa's book, she says, another good sentence is, No one who does not accept his function can understand what it is, and no one can accept his function unless he knows what it is. You see, you have to know yourself. It's the only goal of the curriculum. Know yourself and you are free. Know that you are light. Know that you are eternal. Know that you cannot die. Know that you are what love is. Know yourself. Here's another course from a quote from A Course in Miracles. To fulfill the will of God perfectly is the only joy and peace that can be fully known, because it is the only function that can be fully experienced. This is so totally true. I'm only happy when I'm letting the Holy Spirit work through me. I'm happy when I'm helping others. I'm happy when I'm giving. I'm happy when I'm making someone laugh. I'm happy when I join someone, letting all our differences go. It's our final happy game on earth. You should be having fun. You're not meant to be sick. In parentheses, a sick body does not make any sense. Is this your reality? If not, read chapter 8 of A Course in Miracles. You were created by God as whole and perfect. This is your natural state, and this should be your experience. Not as an idea or a concept, but as a reality. And that's what happens as we study the Course. At first, the ideas are just that. They're ideas, they're concepts, they're thoughts that are, that's an interesting thought. I'm not sure I really believe that. And we go on living our lives as if they're not really true. We say they're true, but we don't really live as if they're true. And then they start sinking in more and more and more until finally they actually become our reality. Lisa writes, as you enter into new frequencies of energy, the body can sometimes appear to be sick, but if you don't call it sickness, it will vanish before your eyes and you will actually be in a brighter space than before the sickness, quote unquote. And she puts sickness in quotes because, in truth, we've never been sick. We are holy children of God, spirit. And how can spirit be sick? It's an illusion that we were sick. And when we change our minds, the illusion vanishes. Just the same as when we wake up in the morning, all our nighttime dreams just vanish. Lisa says, you will feel lighter and clearer with more clarity and happiness. You'll be totally amazed, like, wow, I feel like a brand new person. And that is true. And it's been my experience, it's been Lisa's experience, it's been a lot of other people's experience. Try it on for yourself. Don't take my word for it. This really works, and it's for everyone. She says, you'll be amazed because you are a brand new person. Remember, this is physical resurrection. Your body is included in the transformation. You go from being dense, solid mass to light. And as the shift occurs, your body might go through some physical stuff. Don't be concerned. Be grateful. Thank God. When you do not value yourself, you become sick. That's A Course in Miracles quote. When you do not value yourself, you become sick. Wellness has nothing to do with proper nutrition or exercise. When you learn to value yourself as God values you, sickness becomes impossible. Okay, that's another one of these radical ideas from A Course in Miracles. In Lesson 76, it states, I am under no laws but God's. And it states that all the laws of medicine and nutrition are illusions, just like everything else here. And you've seen that before. You've seen people who have miracle cures from 11th hour cancer, and they're all of a sudden well. Well, what made them well? Certainly it wasn't medicine or supplements. It was a change in mind. A great book on that is Anita Morjani's Dying to Be Me. Morjani, Morjani, Anita, Dying to Be Me. And in that book, she talks about how she almost died from cancer. In fact, she was in a coma from cancer, had a near-death experience in which she was in heaven and was told that she could make a choice. She could come back or she could go. And she decided to come back, but she also knew that she herself had created her cancer with her own thoughts because she didn't love herself. And that's what A Course in Miracles says. It says all of our sicknesses are because we don't love ourselves and we don't accept our true identity as holy children of God who are completely innocent and lovable. You've never done anything wrong. You can never do anything wrong. All of the things that you've done wrong here on earth, all of your sins, so to speak, are mistakes. You forgot who you really are. You are innocent. You are whole. And when you wake up from your nightmare of all these bad things you've done and all the bad things that have happened to you, you find that you're still home with God. And you'll laugh. That's what happens. You actually laugh. You go, wow, I cannot believe that I actually believed all that about myself. That's never been true. And then you forgive everybody else because you know if it's not true about you, then everybody else is innocent too. It's a brand new way of living. It's a lot nicer than the attack-defend mode of living that most of us have done our whole lives. And Lisa continues to write, you probably know of someone who doesn't drink or smoke, who exercises regularly, takes vitamins, eats a perfectly healthy diet, and yet they still manage to get cancer and die. Well, that was my partner's wife. She was a vegetarian. She exercised all the time. She was in great health. She did all this meditation, singing, exercise, gardening, did all of that. And she still died of breast cancer. Then there are those who break every health rule in the book and live to be 100. Doesn't this make you pause and wonder what causes sickness? Jesus in A Course in Miracles is very direct. He says, when you do not value yourself, you become sick. But my value of you can heal you. I'm going to repeat that. When you do not value yourself, you become sick. But my value of you can heal you. You get sick because you do not value yourself, plain and simple. This is the real cause of sickness. If you think you are unworthy, shameful, guilty, unlovable, you will eventually become sick. It does not matter how much you take care of the body. And also, what happens with that is if you think that you're unworthy and you are trying really hard to be a good person and eat right and exercise right, but you're coming from fear, like, oh my God, I'm going to get sick. Oh my gosh, I've got to defend myself in this world with all the toxins in our food and all the illnesses out there. Oh my God, oh my God. When you're coming from fear like that, you are much more likely to get sick than if you don't even worry about what you eat and you just ask the Holy Spirit, how should I eat? How should I be guided? And you're in moderation and balance. Because if you're afraid of getting sick, you are drawing that to yourself. Because again, everything is from the mind. And what you put out into the universe is like a big Xerox machine. You're going to get it back. So you're a lot better off eating what you want to eat with a happy, joyful, thank you God frame of mind than eating all these healthy foods that you hate from a fearful frame of mind. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was really blessed to learn that lesson early on when I was a college student 30-some years ago. And I did the usual thing of gaining the freshman 15. And I was all obsessed with getting fat. And I got obsessed with eating cookies. It was just, I just had this major obsession. So I went to a counselor on campus. And I said, I have this obsession about eating cookies, and I was hoping that he would give me some type of psychological technique that would take the obsession away. So he said to me, well, what's going on in your life? And as I started talking, I started crying about how I had just left home to go away to college and that my dad was not doing well because my parents were going through a divorce and that I felt guilty for leaving. And he told me, your obsession about cookies is not about cookies. He goes, it's a way of distracting yourself from what is really bothering you, your sadness and your guilt over your family. And I left the session rather disappointed because I didn't get my magic cure to get over my obsession about cookies. But guess what? My obsession about cookies went away because once I expressed this grief over my dad and leaving home, it just went away. And so it wasn't about the cookies. It wasn't about the food. And then I stopped that, and I lost all that weight without even trying. And I've never had a weight problem ever since because prior to that, I had been on the anorexic side. I would only eat green beans and cantaloupe, and I got really sick. And this was before I went away to college. And I got so sick because I was partying, I was smoking dope and drinking and staying up all hours and not taking care of myself. And then I was so afraid of getting fat that I would just eat the green beans and cantaloupe. And I weighed myself 5 and 6 times a day. I tried to make myself throw up, tried to give myself laxatives, all that kind of stuff that those eating disorders do. And once I got really sick, I realized I didn't want to do that anymore. So I stopped. And then after the cookie obsession thing, after I had gained all that weight, I just thought, you know, this is bizarre. This has nothing to do with food. It has to do with my mental state. So I was so grateful. I just stopped worrying about what I ate. And that was in college. And I've never had a weight problem ever since. I don't even look at things. People always look at me. And I am slender to begin with. I've got my mom's metabolism, which I'm very grateful for. But I do believe that everybody has a set point with their weight where it's their natural weight. When they don't struggle, when they just eat normally, they don't have these major 20, 30-pound weight gain and weight loss and all these cycles of dieting that where they feel good about themselves when they're not eating and they feel terrible about themselves when they are. And it's all that guilt and shame that causes all this fat to be piled on. And so when you accept your natural weight and you don't even worry about it, it just takes care of itself. And I've even seen, too, where, and this doesn't make any sense logically, I can get on the scale and be one weight and then 2 days later be 7 pounds difference. 7 pounds, and that's all water weight probably, but I don't worry about it. But if I had been back where I was in college, obsessing, oh, my God, I'm going to get fat, oh, my God, I'm getting fat, and I have noticed a few times when I have gained a little bit of weight, it's usually when I'm obsessing and crazy about something. And then when I stop obsessing, it just drops off by itself. So your whole, all your illnesses, your weight, all that stuff about the body is in your mind. And I'm so grateful that I learned that lesson way before I was a Course in Miracles student. And there's a really good book by Sondra Ray, Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A, Ray, R-A-Y. It's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. Oh, no, maybe that might be Janine Roth, R-O-T-H, or Sondra Ray might be the only diet there is. But again, they talk about the only diet there is not to diet. You don't diet, you just eat what you're guided to eat, and you eat in moderation. And it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you, is about all that guilt and shame and anger and fear and self-loathing that you have. That's what really makes you sick, whether it's overweight or other types of sicknesses. And so when you do A Course in Miracles and you start forgiving yourself and forgiving all the players in your life for all the things that they seem to do to you, and all the things that you hate about yourself, your illnesses just drop off. They just stop. And so that is where the real healing comes. It's like what Jesus says here. When you do not value yourself, you become sick. But my value of you can heal you. And Lisa Natoli writes, what does Jesus and God think about you? That you are wholly lovable and loving, creative and perfect. This is the way you should think about yourself. Your worth is not established by anything you say or do. Your worth is established by God. And don't we come down to that all the time, no matter what issues we've had in our lives? We come down to your worth is established by who created you, what created you. And that's for every single one of us walking this planet. Every single one of us. Your worth is established by God. It has nothing to do with what you've done, what you haven't done, who you are, what your personality traits are. You are worthy. You are absolutely worthy, loved and lovable, created perfectly, just as you are. I was talking to one of my relatives the other day, and he's in AA. And he has a lot of low self-esteem and a lot of shame over things that he's done. And he keeps saying things like, well, I know I should do this and I know I should do that, but he's having trouble because he doesn't really believe in God and he doesn't quite grasp the higher power concept of AA yet. And I keep trying to tell him that God is not a boogeyman. Like we're raised, a lot of people in church are raised with a God of a boogeyman. If you don't do this, you're going to hell. That kind of boogeyman God, like I was raised with. But he doesn't quite get that yet. And so I said to him, next time you say, I should be doing something, I said, that is a statement of low self-worth. Substitute that with, God loves me exactly the way I am. Mom and Dad love me exactly the way I am. I don't have to do anything to prove myself. To break that pattern that he has of reinforcing all the time how unworthy he is. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Because every time he says that, he's reinforcing his sense of unworthiness. Okay, Lisa writes, wouldn't it be great to have a perfect body? Wouldn't it be wonderful to feel alive and full of energy? God's value of you can heal you. Are you ready to let go of your limited self-perception and allow a new experience to transform your life? The results of changing your mind to think like God will heal you. The body's only true usefulness is to express the love of God to others. I really love A Course in Miracles. Listen to this quote. Remember, it does not matter where in the sonship God is accepted. He is always accepted for all, and when your mind receives him, the remembrance of him awakens throughout the sonship. That means all of us. Heal your brothers simply by accepting God for them. Your minds are not separate, and God has only one channel for healing because he has but one son. This is what it means to be the Savior of the world. You accept total responsibility for everyone and everything, healing all, simply by remembering God, our Father. How simple. You heal the world by remembering your true identity in God. That is what A Course in Miracles tells us we are supposed to be doing here. We are healing everybody with our thoughts, and when we do it for ourselves, we are the light that shines that healing out to other people. And that's what Lisa's done. That's what I'm doing. And I tell you, it works. So Lisa's book is Gorgeous for God, Lisa Natoli, N-A-T-O-L-I. Her website is teachersofgod.org. I'm Lori Coburn. My website is loricoburn.com, Lori with two R's, LORRICOBURN. And if you have any questions about A Course in Miracles, healing in A Course in Miracles, or about forgiveness, feel free to go to my website and click the Ask Lori button and contact me, and I will be happy to email you back. Thank you for listening. Good night.